Tuesday, Newtown, Newcastle, Cushman,
October 1897, Tuesday. So we discussed it. I mean, we saw that we explained as to why we don't, according to the Ram, we don't apply here the Aloha of Tariq Mishavari Tenway. And according to the Ramban and the Rajbo, why is it the same without recourse to the Aloha of Tariq Mishavari Tenway? Now, I mentioned that the Machne Frai explained the machlokes between the Ram and the Rajbo and the Ramban, and the question is whether we say So according to the Ram, just if I had this, there is a locher, and also the way it is also heavy. So by stocking there is a locher, and also in stocking it is also a new one. So we may say, we hope it. But according to the Ramban, the Rajbo is only a little bit there. But there is no deep moment. There is no a locher of a new one. No, I mentioned that we cannot say that in the Ramban, because the Ramban Shite is definitely, the Ramban Shite and the Rajbo Shite is definitely that there is a din of nominate, because the Ramban says that there is, even in the case of Ariolaila, I mean, so there is Shivit Nahot, Allah Hakkaman Rahman, Havim Zula, I mean, so it becomes Momentum. It becomes Momentum. Alright, so in other words, so it says that according to the Ramban, also, there is a good moment when it says, Harizu Mitzvotu. So there is a good moment. But besides the moment, there is also a Mitzvotu of Bar Yaakov, right? It is Yaakov, which is the Hotishne. So merely holds that it is the Chumre on the basis of Bar Yaakov of Kvayit Bivyat in the Ram. But why does the Ram say that it is correct? All I try the moment to get at that return to the Chumre. But on the basis of the Bar Yaakov and Kvayit Bivyat and the Mitzvot Yishmeya, it should be the Chumre. So we say that according to the Ram, the Eastern idea that Bar Yaakov emanates from the demon. And whereas according to the Ram, emanates from the demon. Whereas according to the Ramban, the Rajbo here, so it's independent. And then I mentioned the two retainers in Ramban and Chumash. So we explained it that according to one was in the Ramban and Chumash. So it's independent. The Eastern idea and according to the other verses, so it emanates from the demon. Then I also mentioned what the Chaim says in the Shiva Sahib, in the Sugya of Ahu Gabre, the Soka, the Chavre. So the Shiva Sahib means, now the Gemara here says that Chavim says who is the Adami, who is the Gabi Shom Sok, so the Mele, who is the Nero, told the Hebrew that he is the Shiva to the Mele, who is Soka, so then the Amin were came here to Manishot. So the Kashi became that why we have to resort to Manishot in the fear of the Zokit. So without the Chizal and the Nerfel and the Gavit of Zokit being present in Manishot, it should be effective. So the Teres that the Rizki, that the Shiv Tagini, is that because the Chizomachal is all Eilon, that was the English Tuesday, so because of that, he couldn't be changed. So, Rav Chaim was the Kake, that if it is necessary, that the Amin that Amnesia became it, and the basis of the Hachnoye, of the Mardeh, that the Chivayo will give to the Merv in the future. There is no trouble about it. Because if, let's say, if the Merv said, the Mardeh, the Zeus, that the Chivayo will give you later. So I am Machne to to the meaning that is not over Elon, because that truth is going all over Elon again. But why shouldn't the transfer be held and the essence of putting man the indebtedness and the faith? And the Chaim says that he should put him are capable of Elon. And the only reason is why some, so first of all, the Arishim would say that you can be Machne in your verbal pair for the incident, in your verbal pair. And then the Arishim would say that you cannot be Machne, for the incident in your verbal pair. So it's not that it's incapable. So it's incapable of being transferred, but there is no mighty king. So, but by me, since there is a halacha of betichos zok, so the male is not necessary that the mighty king. So why couldn't the nerva transfer the shibut, the chayim that the Chayyim owes it to Ami, to the people alone, and then the says that Mechira Shoret is only the Rabbonon, so Chaim says, it's not because she's putting in the right to Ami capable of Sinyon. They're also capable of Sinyon, but there is no, if the Shibuti is the Shtar Chayyim, is made a new of the Shtar, so the Shtar is not the is only evidence of the Chayyim. So in Leila there is no Maisek in it. There is no taking of possession, there is no Maisek in it in a Shibut. But not that the Chayyim in Shibut is incapable of being fed. So the Kashi is, the houses that he explained, that the reason is why he had to resort to Manishwash, because without Manishwash, it is the Roshul of Leila. If the Merva wanted to be Machne, the specific coin that he will collect in the future from the Chayyim, that is not so very long, because at that time it was not very long, it was not yet collected, the specific coin. But he could, for the Amire, he could transfer the Shibu, the Etem Chayyim, and since by Amire there is no necessity. There is no necessity of mighty kinyan, we can pull it down there, the kinyan is how, so the male Hebrew Shibut should be transferred. So Rechayim is Mechadish, which is a big chiyas. The according to the reason, according to the daily, so there is no halacha of Amirosei Le'amim Yudoke Sintirosei La'amim. By Hekdesh there is a lot of tragedy. It becomes Momenei to the Dibur Alok. But by Stoke it doesn't become Momenei. In other words, the same thing that the Machne Chaim says in the Ramban Rashi. So the Chaim says in the game, in the Reed. But one difference. According to Machne Chaim, Pshat in the Ramban and the Rashbo, so then all that there is when someone says Sela Zelet Doke, that it's a neder, a chiyuv of neder, that's all. But the Chaim says the sheet of the leaf and the game is that when one says Sela Zelet Doke, so then it acquires the Halishan Doke. He's much to say the Shalit Doke. But he doesn't become a man. He doesn't become a man. So the Leila seems the aloche of the Shibon Yisroki is not that it becomes Momenami, but that it requires a Halei Shem Yisroki, So death could not apply to a shibud. When could we have a chalishim doke if it's a tangible thing? So then it could become effective, it could be mitzvah with a chalishim doke. But with shibudi could not be mitzvah with a chalishim doke. In other words, if we assume that there is a loche of amirotim doke, kibzirotilam hindome, so then not only a tangible thing, a bm, could be transferred to Amir, to Amir alone. But even an intangible thing, an indebtedness, a shibut, a chayit, could be transferred. But the shita of the Mishnah Mechayim is that there is no halacha from Rotem Mitzvah in Rotem Amir Zahir. It's only mitzvah, mechalish, and tzokeh. So that is only shayah on the bed, on the specific tangible thing, but not anything. All right, Rav Chaim explains it in an indirect way, but this is what he says in final analysis, that since there is no halacha, it's only mitzvah in the chalish and tzokeh, so it couldn't apply to everything. It couldn't apply to everything. Now, so this he says in the game. But I said that we could not say that in the Ramban and the Rashba, because the Ramban and the Ramban Shite, Rashba I don't know, but the Ramban Shite is definitely that there is a halacha of Amirosei Lizdoke in the Roselani, even by a real life, Allah Kamul Hamo by a Rizu. Alright, now, but it seems that the Bir Agro in Cheshmishta, even Kuf Nun Hei, applies that kind of mitzvah in the Ram. Now, there is a lot of Mishke Shechem. In other words, the Shechem that's discussed in the Yachter of Rabbah. So there are all kinds of apostles that one Shechem can force against the other Shechem. That the neighbor can force against the other neighbor. For example, let's say, Machikin, Toiron, Nabe, Chofil Amo, all kinds. And then if someone has a neighbor upstairs, suppose he has two tenants, one lives downstairs and one lives on the aliyah. So the one who lives downstairs in the bayou can stop the Baal on the council. The Baal aliyah, suppose the Baal aliyah has a neighbor. He has a neighbor, he has a storehouse upstairs in the aliyah. So then he can stop the Baal bayou from opening up certain, from setting up certain things in the Bible. Now, Misha Hoyevot, so that's the Gemara Yachas. Now, the Mechaber and the Tzimim Kufin Hei, the Vey, Pastus et Lahloche, Misha Hoyso El Chanus, Tachas Oitza Chaveiroi, Lo Yatebo, Lo Nachtein, Lo Yitzabo, Lo Yatebo, Lo Yatebo, so the yachti shom aspaste is fodder for an animal. In other words, grain that is not ripened yet, that did not even grow one third. The water in here at least will mach a grain. The halation there. The body genuine and header come out. It is a very much terrible. So in other words, if somebody has a breacher, has a storehouse upstairs, or the tenant downstairs is not allowed to set up anything in the enterprise that will produce this, because that will cause damage to the storehouse upstairs. It's a lot of mystic place. A lot of mystic place. Now, the more ahead, the wider the mystic place, the more the area. So we go without saying that if the Baal Aliyah has already been there, already uses the upstairs, as you saw how so the Balabai is not allowed to set up a bakery downstairs because of his disgrace. The more as the Balabai is to suppose the Balabai does not have a gift to store out upstairs. But he indicated an intention of setting up his storehouse after. To keep in the reboot, I will not say, in other words, if he made the preparations upstairs, he adapted the upstairs so that it would be ready for his storehouse. But so far, it was not converted into his storehouse again. That this is the reason. So, is the Balabai entitled to set up a bakery? Because the Balabai can say, well, I'm setting up a bakery before you have a storehouse. So you can stop me from setting up a bakery down here. So that's a violation. Now, so how do we come? So there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam passed his lechon. Because these discrepancies have been set and more clear than the Reich. Which was in the Reich is another time. All right, but from the Rachis and Hedman it appears that the basis, the more clear for these discrepancies, because this discrepancy is something distinct and independent of this demonic that is discussed in Bogotano. You see, Bogotano is discussed liability for damages. But in Bogotano, in Yachia, we discuss certain kinds of discrepancies that are not reducible in our system. For example, let's say a hockey from Reyachra. Could anyone bring suit in Belgium? He could be another person, let's say the shopman, who set up something that produces a bad odor. Could he collect money for it? I mean, how? So, still there is a halacha of putting training that of a hockey in Zokin, even of Reyachra. Of Reyachra. Or Boton. I mean, Boton sometimes might affect the health of the person, so then there could be a quote like that could be reducible in dollars and cents. But Reyacha means that something that could not even be reducible into dollars and cents. But there is a lot of discipline. So, where is the Mokeya? So, the Mokeya for the repair of this thing, woman. Of the money that are transferable in dollars and cents, that the party is going to the rent. But it is the training, like Reyacha and also no kinds of things. So there is the Rach in Sanhedrin says, in explaining the price in Sanhedrin, Gavzayim, Yachre, I think it's Gavzayim. So the Vatican said that we need to be Yochim to be there. We buy flowerino. So the Rach said, what does it mean we buy flowerino? All the halacha of this training between the body, the relationship between the body and the body. So in other words, so it's in the right. So this training is in the right. It's implicit according to the Rach in this process of the Vatican said it. We need to be not able to be there. After you've been there, you've been very cloudy. So the Rambam passed to the Hunger. Look at the right to the Hunger. The Lord says that it's like Sophie's moment, so it's also. Now, the Mechaber, in Simon Kupnum Hay, he demons telephone. You are Balao, you are Dyson. The Hoffman Slash is for Israel. He gave the Kibbe to the Rebens Aliyot. He didn't set up his storehouse the undertop floor, and the wheel, he just adapted it. It's made preparation. Oh, so he was hollering. He got a face race. The pyramid, the also tunnel, hidden the Achim spirit race. Oh, so he threw at the symphony in the main with one of the Haitian. We didn't hear the also a tunnel, hidden the also a tunnel. So, the whole Elu Balaish there on the Achim. The whole, the Bible is the day. So it's like the Rambi, drink in the high purple. The Mora will not do it, you know, that the Rambi is also here. So the Hatrila is not allowed, because we're in the high purple. But if he did do it, so then he cannot force the Balabai to remove it. Because then it's coming to Mechavir of Arali, he's a called Rambam. But the Hatrila, he can stop because of drinking the high purple. The horse is saying he is not. Even with Hatrila, he cannot stop. And he has advice to set up a vision until they set the storehouse is already there upstairs. But until the storehouse is set up upstairs, so the Balabai is downstairs, is entitled to set up a vision. Because I make him have all the ideas, he can tell them all over. Now, if the Bible is different, until you prove that the Aloch is like that, we hold that to a higher level. Now, so the Gor explains that. The Gor explains now. The Gor says, and the Gor is discussing the Makriti, the Rambam, and the Rosh, mentioning that I'm in the Gor. Him and Kukime, the second phrase of Makriti, the Gor, his head. The whole Eru, Balaik Amakiba, the Hum, he says the Rambam is great. That's certain a bias in the modern world of fear. It's whether a person is the highest to be made with a big under certain circumstances. So the Rambam has to know these things, whether it's a bias or not, whether a person is the highest to be made with a big or not. We hope it. They did a right to hope. Why can't it be different? A bite in each of them, a choice of a very cool, because of its moment law. So it's the same thing. So it's the same thing. He says, I got the key of our way to be something to buy. The time to our Rambam, he did not say that he's looking out there and I don't know how much. But the end came on a half a second. Come on, it's a Bruno. He's a friend of mine, he's a little guy, he's a little guy. But the whole thing is, I don't know how this is near the modern day. As we know, we quote, when you call to the patient as a rest, the Adria, Adria was alive. This is the more in the home, the duty of Sarim is for the tenant. So, the eye of the ram in the door died. Uriye, Allah. So, in other words, one thing is the goal. Weil Ram in Dorin, denn der Ram, das Riesel ist weiter Ram, der Ram passt sich gut in der Weile der Riesel. Ob jetzt ja die Socke, jetzt ja die Pähe oder in der Pähe. So, ist die Kohl, der Ram ist Riesel, das ist auf der Rost. So, Jorot ist der Rost, selbst, in Regard zu der Weile der Riesel, den Riesel. I go back of Tibet Rivetman. Tibet Rivetman. So he passed me through Kune because it's like Soviet money. So here too, by Indiabletele, the Rampart. He goes nach Tele, the Ramban in the Rhino. It will the Ramban. That doesn't say the Ramban. He only says that the reason is why the Ramban. The Ramban in the Rhino is also his name. And God mentions the Ramban. That the reason is why the Ramban passes to come in the valley of Eshiatisoki in Tarukene is because he agrees with the same Gita as the Lord in the valley of Tibet River, or as the Lord in the valley of Asoveta Leila. Because our Rambam says here, that fellow is here in the Chesed, he means the Kohot, וכמו שכמו 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 פורו וחסקה חיוב איתם וכן בסוף התחיל המיס מחבר היום אמרת all right, this is what it is anyway, so we see that the Gros makes reference to this Ramshi and he states it with the secret of all that that is the Abaya and Israel of Jesus now it could be that according to the Gros, the machleket between the Rambam and the Rosh in connection with Tibet Riden and in connection with the Atzeret Abeide by the Yisrael is whether the Aloche of Sotit Momi Mohokeo applies to something that involves his truth. It's the over there, so it is Chushchel. Two, it is implicit in the Zerzakotu of the fact that the Senate will need to be knocking the Bengal after the revival. But it is truth, it's not a myth that does not walk in like three times there. No, it is truth. So this person who they gave is expressive of this Chushchel. That every neighbor has certain truths to inform a certain life that his neighbor should not act in such a way that certain damage, even if it's not a monetary damage, a nuisance, I mean, let's say, that's not a monetary damage, it's just a nuisance. So it is such hate that the neighbor has. That neighbors have against each other to enforce certain rights. So the question was, it's not a mystery on the body, it is truth. So the Hittus Aramba means that only something that is woman mamish comes within the aloche of Hamish in Chavir al-Warai. But it's truth in the Chavir. That is not money money is subject to the general principle of Bezid Reiser Chumas. According to the Lord, any truth, the Nodom Chavere, even if it doesn't involve money, as long as it is truth that is due, that is due from one to another, so the Aloche of Sophic Mommy Lohom. But make him have all of a higher life. That's the matter. So he said, and the same thing is true, the Yamashi desire, in regard to the Bible, he said, in Hashemet Aveite. Because Hashemet Aveite is not just a mitzvah of the Nodom Mosque. It's a chiyuv. The Hashemet Aveite is a chiyuv with Havera. To the Baal Aveite, it's not just a mitzvah like when I'm feeling so, in Jewish, the queer. To return an Aveide of the Jew, of another Jew. No. It's a chiyuv to that, to the other Jews of Baal Aveide. The Chayim is from Zofin Venu is a chleide. There is a lot. Zofin Venu is a chleide. And what's the criteria whereby we determine whether it is Zofin Venu is a chleide or not, whether Bishalei he would be Marzir or Bishalei wouldn't be Marzir. In other words, the truth is go to the creek and they find the chameir or the sheir or Shimon's planter. So it's clear to return the chameir or the sheir of Shimon to Shimon. But if it is not even a slave, they go immediately to carry, to lead a donkey or an ox in the street, then it's fine. So what's the criteria whereby you determine whether it is occupied with a chayyid or not? Is Bishalel the same thing that happened to his own ox, to his own donkey? Would he have bothered to lead it to the street to carry it or not? So he is in respect to his own donkey and his own. And his own ox, he would have bothered, he would have been bothered himself. So then he's in a clear field to turn it to the Chavir too. But he, Bishalayim Marzia, so it's a Chavir in the Marzia. It's a Chavir in the Marzia. Now the Aloha of Dr. Lino Chavir does not apply to use it in other words. Okay, suppose someone cannot have a suitcase on suitcase unless he'll carry the lumber in the street. So can you say to him, the law my dignity to carry lumber in the street, I can't have a suitcase. No, there is no suitcase, that's only in Chiyuvim Chaveirei, so there is aloche, koshit shalei, and in Marzia, so we shall Chaveirei in Marzia. So you see that Hashemesh Aveide is not just a mitzvah like putting on film. No, it's a chiyuv l'chaveirei. It's a chiyuv l'chaveirei. So the mele, that means that the mitzvah of Moshe Tishiva is expressing for his food, that the Balaveya has against the mitzvah. This is the mitzvah. So the mele, the horse says that in case of a Bible mitzvah, since it is truth, Hashem is a mitzvah, it's truth. So it's recovered. So we cannot force the other fellow who should return the other day to an issue. Machine in the Rambam, Tafsin Telechum. So then he says that the Ram ship, the reason is why the Ram says that Sophie's dog is that by Yesh Yadim Zohar, so in Pashto and Kule, is for the same, in the same Shike as the Rosh. So from this law it's mashma, that it was assumed, like the Chayim in the Ramshi. Now that does not mean that the Gemara assumed that in the Ramban Sikha. In the Ramban Sikha, it wouldn't have assumed that, because the Ramban Sikha is definitely to the contrary. But in the Ram Sikha, in other words, that by Sokhe, it doesn't become, when it says Selazel is Sokhe, when it says Selazel is Sokhe, so it doesn't become momentary. It's not like heaviness, where it's the water heaviness. But because if the grow had assumed that according to the Ram, so it becomes Romani, so why do they have to mention the Ram is like the Rosh? What does it do with the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh in the case of Kiddush Vavivis? There it's not Romani, it's a question of his truth. Here it's Romani. So apparently, the Gor agrees with the Pais Lomdes in the Mitzvah. As far as in regard to the Ram. So in other words, what the Pais says in the Mitzvah, that the Mitzvah is, that the Vichot is Zokhe only implies that if someone says, Tel Azel is Zokhe, then it's acquired in Shem Zokhe. But it doesn't become a Menani. So apparently the Gor holds that the Shita of the Ram. He doesn't have some neighbor, but one thing is clear, that even if we say like a Chayim, that it doesn't become a Menachim, it doesn't become a Menachim, but if he just acquired the Shem Zokhe, but the fact that it acquired it, what does Zokhe mean? Acquired the Zokhe, what does that mean? Zokhe means that the Amim has a choice to take, to benefit from. So that means there is certainly a schus, that means certainly have a schus, according to the Machmir Chaim from the, in the Rashi and Ramban, in the Ramban. So when someone says, there is Zoke, so the Danim don't even have a schus. Here the witness says, oh, yeah, I'm going to go into the house, the door. And there is no, according to Machmir Chaim, so if someone will say, tell us who is Zoke, and then he'll die. So the Yoshim are not Mechuyim to give way that Tzelach is Zoke, because the Yoshim are not bound by the Zohim of their father. But according to what the Chaim says, so there is a Hezekharishim Zoke, and that means having schutz to benefit from Zoke, to take the mommy Zoke. That's the meaning of Zoke. That's the meaning of how we can stop it. So anyway, it's who they have. It's who they have. So even if the neighbor here will die, so that he will still be entitled to collect from that seller, to collect that seller. Then, but he doesn't become on an enemy. So anyway, he's stolen the machlitz between the Rosh and the Rabbi. The Rosh machlitz is the Rosh and the Rabbi. Oh. Now, yes, what?
No.
It's not with people. If he just doesn't return it, he left it. Then he's asleep. Then there's other with people. We took away Salim, okay. But all these, but he can keep him bound in the room. He's famous, but I'm not there. But you could say that you're not the queer, you're not the queer, you don't own the person. So we see from the more of Zokin Lilith Yechvede that it's not just a mitzvah like the mitzvah of putting on the field. In other words, he can have a fear against it. He can have a fear against it. No, I can't make a sign, so I can't make a sign. He cannot collect. No, the Machmir Chaim says there is just an internet. That's all. I can't tell about that. Just an internet. It's a personal thing, it's a personal obligation. So if he dies in a day, so then he cannot enforce it from the Yosh. Because Yosh are not bound by the Zohar, by the Zohar of the Father. Alright, so it seems that the Zohar assumes the Ram Shita to be like that. The Ram Shita to be like that. Now, so the question is, so that is alright. Now, if this is the Gross Shaft in the Ram, so that is alright in connection with the Abai of the Shaft. But the Ram says the same thing in connection with the Abai of the Shaft. How about the Shaft? Let's move over there. So by pain it becomes Mamani. So we have to say that according to the Gor, the Ram Shikai is that by payer too, so it has a halation payer. And there is a halation payer. And there is a halation like it. But it does not become momentary. Not only that there is that meaning, do not have the king in party. Of course, that means don't have the king in party. Because anyone can take the racket. Anyone can take the pay. But the Ram Shita is, I mean, that is also a discussion. Whether, let's say, the Masonic Amin, which we call Masonic Amin, whether it is Momen Amin or it's not Momen Amin. It's just, there is a Halation there, there is a Halation like it. It's Masonic Ani, so Mela Ani is its chus to take. But it's not Momen Ani. It's not Momen Ani. In other words, if we say that it is Momen Ani, so then suppose the Baal Bayit will appropriate it for himself. So besides the Misa, besides the Nisar of the Lechichomi Silaki, it will be for the Nisar of the Sigil. If the love of the Sigil applies to Momish and Big, it's another question. Maybe the love of the Sigil, some are hearing what to say, that the love of the Sigil does not apply to Momish and Big, but it only applies to Momish and Big. A moment in which one a certain person has been punished, but not Momishin Lekevim was the king glory, not the king of Mati. But if we say that the love of the Sikhsul applies even to Momishin Lekevim, to Momishin Lekevim, so the Mela, if we say that it becomes Momishin, so there is a Momishin. But if for the Ramchit account, the punished the glory, we have to say that Peyer does not become Momishin. Even when it's the Rea de Shem Peyer, so it says, how is the Peyer? It's Matonesan. That means it's chush to take it, but it's not momenami. It's not momenami. So the mele, so that's why the Ram, that's why the Ram, this is how the Gro assumed in the Ram. So that, how did the Gro know that this is the Pshat in the Ram? Maybe the Pshat in the Ram is simply because it's momenami. The answer is, if the Ram's Shita had been that the stocking is Momen Alim and that Peye is Momen Alim Mamesh, except that there is no king potty of any specific body. But it's Momen Alim Mamesh, so why does the Ram have to resort to Raya? From the Gemore in Hum, the Gemore in Yume, he should say, there's a Loch HaMamesh Mechavir Lom Raya. So he said, simple as that. He wouldn't have to resort to any Raya. So because of the fact that the Ram resorted to Raya, so the Gro inferred that according to the Ram, it's not Momen Ani Mame. It's only as a Halachim Zok. And the Halachim Zok gives his cruise to the Ram to collect it. And the Halachim pay it all like it. So the Matone Tani, so Mimele, it says Halinche Matone Tani. That's something that is common to Leke, Chik, Fepe, all the Matone Tani. But Momen Ani Mame Chikiri. But the fact that it says Halinche Matone Tani, so Mimele gives his schools to them, that's the Pshat of Matone Tani. But it's not Momen Ani Mame. So Mimele, if somebody will take it, and not she will take it, he will not be able to take it. He will not be able to see. So, even if we say that the Sigil applies to Momen Shele Devi, so, and it's Mistaka that the Sigil applies to Momen Shele Devi. But here, according to Ram, he will not be able to see. Because it's not Momen Anim, it's only Matonet Anim, it says Shem Matonet Anim. So, the Anim is Zchut. So, that's why he says, the Shita of the Ram, is in line, in harmony with the Shita of the Rosh. Not in harmony with the Shita of the Rosh. Right. Now, let's see the other part of the Rosh. We have Hefker, in Sofi, the Havelis, Veike, the Momi, or Rikuli, Veinya. So, in regard to the Abai, of Yeshia, the Hefker, or Uya, the Hefker, so the Rosh says, there is no Shaila. There is no Shaila that Gabi Hefker, so we pass through, we go. The Havala is making the moment in the full of air. Now, I mentioned last time, in the year it says that the Rambam is more air for this aloha, that Hefker is become leather, is out of the year it says. Because, first of all, the fact that the Gemara has an abaye whether Yesh Yadra Hefke or not. In other words, so to see that by Hefke there is a lot of people in it, and that possibly the Xerathakosuk of Yodeh that is mentioned in Edea has application to Hefke also. So there is some Shaitas. And then the Miri says, because the Gerosh Nagmore, Mi Amrin Haimit Zot, Meirat is a Haimit Zot here. What Shaykhas is there between Hefker and Zokhe? The answer is, Hefker is not there. So what kind of a nether is it? It's like the nether of Arizu. I mean, it's not the nether of Arizu. So it's like the nether of Arizu. And the two, it's more mentions also the Shiva Rambam, that Kepja is become nether. The Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Nidorim, Halacha Yud Aleph, says as follows: Ha-hefker ach al pi she'ein neder, harei hu kmo neder she'osu lo la'arzavei. Umau ha-hefker hu she'yema odom nichosim eilu hefker lakeh. Bein mitalkulim, bein mitakoyim. Ikein tzadin ha-hefker. So he mentions in the name of the Yosef, but if you try to say there, instead of the Yosef, it's the same Bach. So he says the things the Rambam says, that it means that he's able for Yah. He says in the name of the Yosef, but it's the Bach. That he's the invader, that he's the Ilabaya. That's a very strange thing. Now, what does it mean, he's the Ilabaya? He's the Ilabaya. So that means that if somebody will, of course, that doesn't mean, Hefka means, that doesn't mean that the Mafkir is not allowed to take it, because after all, the Mafkir is certainly entitled to do what everybody else is entitled to do. So he can be there. But if the Mafkir will not decide, he was Mafkir in the moment, So if he wants to be there again like anybody else, so then he can do it. But suppose he doesn't want to be there, but he'll just stand and he will not let anybody be there without being there himself. Then you'll be the lawyer. Oh, yeah. That's what they're dictating. But the Hashulchan Echeshimish, the Chelish and the Tzitz Achish, it's not like the Tzitz Achish. I mean, that there should be Balyach. There should be Balyachos by head. And it appears from the Gro that the Gro agrees with the Hashulchan. In other words, not with the Tzitz Achish. Because the Gro, in explaining the Lashon HaRambam, ha-hefker afal tishayinu neder, ha-reinu k'mineder ha-shor, so leil ha-arzabeh. So he explains that it means eini yochel. Why does he have to explain? That it means eini yochel ha-arzabeh? The answer is because one could make a mistake and say, if it's a Christian say, that when the Rambam says also Lazabe, it means that if he is Chayzeir, if he wants to prevent anybody's Chayzeir from the Hefker, so then he will go Yaakov. He says, not that there is a He cannot be Chayzeir. He cannot be Chayzeir. So if somebody tries to stop, it's like someone stopping from the Hefker that was made by another Chayzeir. Let's say, Ruben will be mafia in the hut. And then Shimon will try to be there, and then Levi will try to stop it. So if Ruby tries to stop it, it's just as if Levi tries to stop it. That's the pshat in the Otolar of it. Not that there is a Nisa Boyachol. So from the Gro it also appears. From the Gro it appears, the Reishayim Gimel, Chishmishke, that the pshat is not that he's that there is Boyachol. Now, that we start that there should be Boyach. Now, so the Achrayim left the Kashu. So what does it mean? Achrayim Kmeneder, Shor Solilal. So the Pshat in Achrayim Kmeneder, Shor Solilal, that there is, that this Hefker is not a genius. One could say that Hefker is a genius. It's a certain type of a genius. A genius that takes effect with people about like I'm watching the Gobiya and she wrote your head. So it's a Kenyan. So in other words, so it's a Kenyan to make it ownable. So in other words, that the buyer, just as the buyer has an authority to transfer it, so he has the authority to divest his own title in the money. So the Rambam tells us now. A buyer, so to acknowledge, is able, has the authority to give it away to somebody else. But a violin has no authority to divest his own. So why is that? Because there is, as I said last time, that there are two types of it. There is one healthcare that is by itself, without any halishet. Let's say Gershemes and Yoshim. So the main is healthcare. What is the Hefker? Hefker is ownerless property. If he got dies, then he has no Yoshi. So maybe it's ownerless. Who should be the owner? But then there is another type of Hefker. To upload. And then the Pshat Arenik Meneda. In other words, to upload. Just as there is a Lochel upload that who are in Zoo, it acquired the Shemhemen. Just as there is the Aloch of Aploy, as Reb Chaim says in the Vin, that Ruharim Zel Tzoke, is that why is Hashem Tzoke, so there is a Halim Shem Hefker. And when one says Halim Shem Hefker, is that why is Shem Hefker. Maybe it becomes over. So there are two types of Hefker. There is one Hefker, where mainly, but by itself it becomes ownerless. And the mainly is acquired as a result in Halishim Hefker. That's Yashem Hefker and Yoshim. Then There is another type of death here. In final analysis, the net result is the same. But in the other type of death, the other category of death care, so at the very outset, there is a halation death care. When to avoid, so it requires a death care. Mimele, if it requires a death care, so every more can be there. But the Shem Hefker takes it back to our point. And many of the Shem say that the Machshov, it cannot be placed, of course, with the Rabbonon. So Hefker requires a verbalization in the presence of grief. But that's only with the Rabbonon. But many of the Shem say that the right thing doesn't require Shleishah, but Dibor is required. Dibor is required. Without Dibor, so it will not become Hefker. Why? Because the Halishim Hefker takes effect with him. And that's the Pshat in the Rambam of Arayus Menelia. But Bal Yachol Veli. And that's what we see from the Dio Hato. The Bal Yachol Veli. Now the question is, why shouldn't there be Bal Yachol? Why shouldn't there be Bal Yachol? Now, so we saw that there is a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ran. It's Rubin says, if Rubin utters the kikar and shimen, this kikar and shimen, so according to the Ran, who is chayim altetishim oyachu shimen, and according to the Rambam, Rubin the machir is chayim altet, shimen is not chayim altet. I mentioned that what Rav Chaim said, in other words, that according to the Rambam, so the love of Bal Yachol consists, in violating one's own employ. And according to the Ram, in being able to be Israel there. So if Ruben asked the teacher on Shimon, so who has the Israel there? Shimon. So in many ways, Shimon is in the Bal Yachol. According to the Rambam, the love of Yahweh applies to the one who made up. Now the Ram mentioned two kashes. One kashi is from Miller economics, all right, so that's not such a story. And the other kashi is, so the Gemara says that if Ruben utters the teachers that you don't teach your Ranshim and economics, so then if we say Yeshua economics, so who is male? Shimon is male, not Ruvain. So that's not his question, because as far as me is concerned, so it applies to the one to whom it is also, to Ruvain it is not also. But then he has the kasha from the Gemara. From the Gemara he needed a sandale, that if it's good for some of the English, he was man, he should be here. And then, somebody else was managed from it, so he tried him out. This has him out. So the answer is, so the prime mention is the chizuk. So in other words, there are two types of Balyach. There is one Balyachol that consists in violating his own nether and his own employ. And then, so that Bal Yachol is shayach to the person who made the letter. That's why the Rambam says the Mavir is a Yisrael Malik. And then there is another Bal Yachol by Hekdesh that consists in being Mechalel Bikdushe that takes effect to a plot. So that's the other Bal Yachol. So when does the Rambam say that the Mudeh is not Chayiv Malkes, only the Mazir, when he says Kikar Be'Osar Lai, when he's not Matzis et Nehesh. But if he's Matzis et Nehesh, so then the Mudeh is also Chayiv Malkes, even according to the Rambam. Because there are two types of Bal Yachol. So one Bal Yachol consists in violating one's own employ, and the other Bal Yachol consists in violating the Kedusha that took effect to his own employee. So now we can enter the Kasha. Now, the Kasha is, if we say as a group, assume that the Rambam Shishti is not also out of the way, that he cannot was allowed to bathe, then he did a moriah. But he cannot be chayzer. So in other words, the chalishim have kept its effect throughout loy. That's like moriah. But moriah is the reason. The question is, why shouldn't he have a moriah? Monashek. If it's the meaning of Afloye, then the Chalishim has there. So it's like a Rezu. So the name of the should be Bal Yachu. So the answer is, according to the Rambam, there are two types of Bal Yachu. There is one Bal Yachu that consists in violating one's own Afloye. And there is another Bal Yachu, that's the Bal Yachu that the Mori Nida mentioned. If the new person which is manages the teacher, and then another person is manifest, so that consists in that special drosh, and that consists in the mechalel of the dusha that took effect to our glory. So the mele, it seems to me that this adam al yachol has a shaychet to hedesh. It does not have a shaychet to stop. In other words, because by Hegdesh, so even though I'm not in the way I speak, it's not really the way, but it has appreciated Chalesh and Hegdesh also. So it's not just Momen Hegdesh. It becomes Kodesh, it becomes Hegdesh. So the Mele, there is this question, Bal Yacho, of being Michalil, the Dushet that took effect to upload. Mashenkei, if someone will say, if someone will say, have you a lie, you sell it's okay, and he will not fulfill the neder, so be the Bal Yacho. So that's the first Bal Yacho, where is Michal in his own approach. But then there is another Bal Yacho, according to the Rambam. That Bal Yacho does not consist in violating his own approach. But indeed, Michal in the Duhye, that took effect, who wants an employee. And that doesn't, as far as the other Yahoo is concerned, it doesn't make any difference who is Nenefam the Kikya. Because the Gemara needed to say, it deals with the case where a Mufa Samachuish was Magdish the Kikya. And then another person was then. So of course, if the Magdish himself is Nenef, so it's not worth, then another person who is Nenef. But the other Bal Yacho does not consist in violating one's own Afloye, but in being Michalel and Dushe that took effect to Afloye. So by Hedesh there is a Dushe that is effect, but by Toke, alright, let's say that there is a Chalish in something, but there is no Dushe, and then if by Toke the other Bal Yacho is also applied, so then it should apply not only to the case where Ruben, let's say, it says, Sela Zela is okay, and then Ruben takes away that Sela to his own pocket. But suppose Ruben says, Sela Zela is okay, and then Shimon, and Oshia, a millionaire, will take that Sela. So you should also believe about Yahweh. And that's not his daber. But by Hedvish, the Gemara, he needed that. Mendalet says that if he moved with some of the says, teach up the Hegdesh, and then another person, his name is there. The answer is, the other Bal Yacho consists in violating being Michalil the Kedushe. So it's only Shayach in letter of Hegdesh, not in letter of Doke. But in letter of Doke, the result of Bal Yacho. That's only the first Bal Yacho of our real life. And even Baru too. So if Ruben would say, Hare Olai, we would sell on Zoki, and then he will not be kind. He will not eat the Zelat in Zoki. He'll be the Bal Yacho. Suppose Ruben says, Zelazu in Zoki, and then he'll take it for himself. So he won't say he'll be Bal Yacho for a different reason. As we said in the Rambam Luchat Nechiret, in Peri, Chobbeis of Luchat Nechiret, that every Harizu contains the Arelai too. So even when it cannot take effect, even where it's not effective, Bitera, Harei, where it's not effective, Bitera, Harei, Olai, and so, even where it's not effective, Bitera, Harizu, so it's still effective, Bitera, Arelai. So Memele, the first Bal Yacho, that applies to the person who made that lawyer and consists in violating one's own abloye, so that baliachol will apply to a neder of Ariel Ayuzoke, and also to a neder of Ariel Zubizoke. If the neder himself takes away the zela that he said with Zoke, because the Ariel Zubizoke includes Ariel Ayuz as well, according to the Rambam. So mainly even this baliachol. But the other baliachol of Hekdesh that applies even to another person who didn't take it there, that is limited only to Hekdesh, because the Yisrael of the other Baliachal consists in being the Chalal the Dushe that took effect throughout it. So in the Melee, there cannot be Baliachal in Hefkeh, because in Hefkeh, Harilai, there is no Nether of Harilai. So the Halochel or Haril from Nether, that's the Harizu. But in Arizu too, there is a special Baliachal in Arizu. In Arizu of Hefesh, so there is a special Yisra of being Mechalel Bekdusha that took effect through Afloy. But that other Baliachal doesn't apply even to Arizu, it's okay. But in the case of Arizu, it's okay so far as the Nether is concerned. So every Arizu includes the Ariolai. So the Melech is the Nether himself who says Arizu is okay. Did not give it away to Atus, okay? So then is the Halel, the Ariolai that is included in every Arizu. But that's only Shayach in Zoke. So there is Ariolai of Neder and there is Arizu of Neder. Mashiachim by Hefkeh. So there is Aloche of Arizu Hefkeh. But there is no Aloche of Ariolai in the Neder of Hefkeh. So mainly there is no Baliach. So mainly there is no Baliach. Now, the other question that all the Achim raised, according to the Rambam, that Hefkeh is Itam Neder, so then there should be Shayim by Hefkeh. And with Man and Elon, that if somebody is back the money, he should be able to go to Gimel Hedis, or the Chocham Mumche, and be Sheil Atoch, the Shaman and Elon. And he did the Ketanis, I mean, he doesn't say the contrary, but the Ketanis says that there is Boyahot. For the Ketanis, I don't think that the Ketanis says that there is a Torah. Now the question is, why shouldn't there be a Torah according to the Rambam in Scripture? So certainly, you see, we have to consider it according to the Ketanis, if there is a Torah, why shouldn't there be a Torah, and then even according to what we say now, that the Rambam doesn't mean that there is no Yahweh, but it is in Ezra, in other words, it takes effect to Afloy, it's Arizu, so if someone says Arizu Vehekdesh, so that what he means is the Mishael Echochet, if someone says Arizu Vehekdesh, it's the Mishael Echochet, so by Hefkeh there should be a Torah Echochet. So we have to say, now, that by Hefkeh it's not Shayach to have a Torah. Now, the Gemara says that Nuntet in Zot, that Trumo is also a Ploy, because there is a Shem, of course, Trumo involved in a Shem of Trumo. So it's also a Ploy, how is it a Ploy? So in many ways, it can be shared about it. If somebody is Kerei Hashem Tumo, and then in Sheol HaChochem or Gimel Gaitim, so they can be Matir, the Kerei Hashem, and then it's Nekal Mafreya, as if he was, so it's going into Mafreya that the Kerei was Tev all the time. So the more that I can say is that when can one be Sheol HaChochem until it is with the Kerei? And by neder of Hekdesh too, when can it be if someone says Ari Zer Hekdesh? So when can we say the Hochem until he gives his way to the Gid there? But the moment he gives his way to the Gid there, or the moment he gives away the Tumo, that is Kerei Hashem to the Kayen, he cannot be Shei El Hochem. Now, the question is why, after all? If the Halacha of the Hochem has been effective in Tanu Habo, then he can understand. Because what? He gave it away to the Kayan, so it's not Chayah to be shared. But Aloche is the Chochem Yidishon Matreya. And who the head of Chochem is become the glory of Yidishon Matreya that never was never toys. That's the effect of the Chochem. That it becomes toys, whether it's on the basis of Charote or it's on the basis of Pesach, it becomes toys with Matreya. It becomes toys with Matreya. So why shouldn't that toys Chochem be effective even after he gave way the Truma to the king, and even after he gave it way to the Gizbeah? The answer is, in order that the Chochem should be able to be Matriya, so the Neideya, the Bala Floye, has to be said. That's our Lord. Let's say, suppose a Chochem Mumche, or Gibla Gaitin, know that Truma took in there, and that he had the Pesach, and that he had Chavate, but Ruben did not come in person to ask for a son. So, and but the Chochem Mumche knows about it, and he knows that the next day he has Chava. He knows. But if the later he didn't ask the Chochem to be Matir, then the Atocha of the Chochem is no longer. So there is a Halacha, we'll see that from the Gemara, the next comment, we'll see that. So there is a halacha of Shailo Rechon. Shailo Rechon. The Neideya, the Nishba, has to come before Bezdin or before the Chochem Mumche, and they have to ask that one. And they have to say, I have Harote, I have Lipeta. But if he doesn't ask, even though the Chochem Mumche knows about it, the Bezdin Shleisho know about it, and they are Mati, so it's null and void. So there is a requirement of Shailo. In person, he has to be shaved. So in other words, a person can be nisha only as long as he thirsty still has certain chiyuvim. As long as certain chiyuvim are incumbent upon him. So in other words, if someone says, if someone is master from, so there is an obligation incumbent upon him to give it away to the case. If somebody says, so there is an obligation remaining with him. He has to give it away to the government also. He has to give it away to the Gizka. So the mailing can be shared. But suppose there is no obligation remaining with the lady of the Nishma, so then there cannot be any shaila that the Gemara in Jewish. If somebody he was the Kishwish, and the Eidikikea, so then, he cannot be shaved. But, when Israel and the Chochem is Matir, is Matir on Afreya, why shouldn't he be able to do it after he violated? The answer is, Shaila is only Shaila if it's relevant. In other words, if there are still Chizubim remaining with him, with an Eidikikea, still some obligations incumbent upon him. So I'm dealing with the Kikea, so he's still bound by the Shmuel. But the moment he ate up the Kikea, he violated the Shmuel. There is no obligation of Eichel. He has the Chiyuv of doing Tshuva, but that's not an obligation of the Neder, that's an obligation because he's a Rosh, he's a Chayim. So where can one be here if there are any obligations remaining with the Neder? He can be shared. But the Shaila has to be relevant. If the Shaila is not relevant, so it's not a Shaila. And without being Nishal, the Chochem cannot be Matya. So the Mele buys from all until he can, so he still has an obligation. That's why he can be Shaila Chochem. The moment he gives it to the Kayan, there is no more obligation incumbent upon the one who carries a share. He's finished with it. The moment he gave it to the government of Stoke, so no more obligation incumbent upon him. So he cannot be shayel. The moment he gave it to the Gizbat or Hetesh, so no more obligation incumbent upon him. So since there's no chiyuvim remaining with him, so then there cannot be any shayel. So then the shayel is an irrelevant shayel. And mainly the Chochem cannot be Matri. So Mimele by that care, so by Zdokeh there is a Chiyu to give it to the Gizbah. And if he doesn't give it to the Gizbah, he's a Lomotachir. If someone says, Shalaz no Zdokeh, and he doesn't give it to the Gizbah. So there is an Ete sind die Gisbeer in die Liga mal daher. So, ich bin doch nicht in die Gisbeer. So, die Meile, die kann ich nicht ab. But by her hair. So, for the same reason that the Gemara says that once he gave away the Tzelah to the Gisbeer, or the moment he gave the Tzelah to the Davish of Zohar, he cannot be Nishal, because there are no Roch Yubim incumbent upon him. So by Hefkia, the moment I say, moment there shall be Hefkia, so there are no obligations incumbent upon him. He's Misulek from it. Does he have to accommodate everybody? He should be able to be safe in Hefkia. If somebody says, I'm Hefkia, that's always finished with it. He doesn't have to accommodate anybody to be safe in it. So the Mele, it's like Tzelah is broken and gave it away to the Gisbeer. So there cannot be any Shiloh. So the Mele, that's why there's no Shiloh. So it is important. But the Gros had the same shot in the Ram as the Chaim says in the list. That it's only Shemzloche. For the Shemzloche gives rise to its roots in the Amin to collect it against the will of the native. So, but not Momin Amin Mamich. So that's why he equates the Shit Saran with the Shit Adok. Someone pointed out to me, a watching the Ram, now the Rosh in the Ram, the Flamed in Zohar, is the Ram says the Flamed in Zohar, so he says when the Rosh Ma'ino, the Flamed on the Dal, the seventh line from the top, when the Rosh Ma'ino, the Ima Tzela Zuhi Tzloke Va'achat Reishin Yehim, to remote the Hodot, the Amir Mikobeya, to receive a Gmur on the head with them. Kimitzira gmur al hedeko. So the washing is kimitzira gmur. As far as that's indeed concerned, so So it's all right. I mean, even if we say that he doesn't become an imam, it's just this kush, so the mayor he cannot behave. But the law is he is more than the head. So it's mashma that it's mamish, that it's mamish woman and it can see more of the head. He says more. Now, so the question is, so why does the law say that the shit is around? That the shit is around is like the shit is a rosh. So I mean there's nothing to do with the machlokes between the ram and the rosh. I mean between the ram and the rosh. Here it's mommy mommy, so it's a simple application of the general principle of topic mommy law. So it could be as it was mentioned to me, I mean that the pshat in the Rami and the pshat in the Gro, that the Gro mentions the right, that just as we see. Now how did we explain the Rami? How did we explain the Rami? Did we explain the Rami that the Rami shitting is that Amirose is located in the Rose and it becomes more than an imam? But the Ramban Shiti don't like that. We see the Ramban Chumash. The Ramban Shiti does. But still the Ramban says this is the right of Chumash because they are two alohe. The moment they are alohe. And there is also the Bauyach. So it's the Chumash and the score of Bauyach. So why does the Ram say it correct? Eloch Name. As far as the moment they get it, so it doesn't really correct. But why should it be go what? Then any other is the Raiste. Here the Raiste of Yaakov. The answer is, the city of the Ram is, in other words, the Ram and the Ramban both agree. The Ram and the Ramban, the Raiste, they all agree that there is a deal, that there is a deal of moment of Amrosh, Rift, or Kokim, Tiros, Hira, Hedidon, and it becomes Kotani. But then there is also a deal of Leder, of Bar Yaakov, and of Christ is Yaakov, and the Sarabim. So I thought the Rabban the Rajbo here, one, the Yisrael of Bar Yaakov is independent of the monarchy. And the cause is the Rabban the Rajbo here, so it is based, the Bar Yaakov, by Arizu, it emanates from the monarchy Aloche. Why is the Bar Yaakov by Arizu? Because and why is there a Bar Yaakov written by Arilai, it's all by Arilai? There is also a Mokhdi Karlochem. There is even a Chot in the Ramban and the Rabbi, and the Rambam says it. So it emanates from the Mokhdi Karlochem. The Bar Yaakov emanates from the Mokhdi Karlochem. So that's why we say that it's Mokhdi Karlochem. Masha'in came, according to the Ramban and the Rajbo, too, there is a Mokhdi Karlochem of Abroche in Toko, in Toro, in Heret. But the Bar Yaakov is independent of the moment the Karloche, of Amorosi, the so-called Kitzirot, or Hezidon. So, this is what the problem is. These are the problems. That the process, just as the Ram says, that where the Bar Yaakov emanates from the moment, so then we apply the Karloche of Topic Mom Lok regarding Bar Yaakov, the same thing applies to his truth. To his truth of God. Alright, you could say that shot in the form. But it's possible that the Ram here does not say that Amrote Rizdoko is managed to come to Amrote Rizdoko when he says Arizu, he becomes managed Mongani. Now, I want to mention what the Machne Frayim said. Now, the Machne Frayim himself, he explains the Machlokes between the Ram and the Rajbo. And the question is whether we say Amirote, Zoko, Mishrote, and yet so the Ram Shiti, he becomes Omanani, the Rajbo, the Ramban Shiti, he does become Omanani, and according to the Machne Frayim doesn't even say what the Frayim says in the reading. So, this is just the thing that why Hashem Tzok either is just an Yisrael. No, it's good in just an Yisrael that is incumbent upon the government. If someone says, Arezo is docket. So, according to Ramban, the Rajbo Machne Frayim says, there is just an Yisrael incumbent upon the government. And that's all. Not even Chalitza is docket. Not even Chalitza is docket. Now, so, this Machne Frayim says. But the Machne Frayim has one thing. That even according to those who as he assumes, that he doesn't become of an Arim. So that is only if someone says, Selazu is Tokish Tava. But if someone says, Selazu, we Ruvain, and Ruvain happens to be a poor man, and only, taught me, so then it comes the moment through the Amir of Selazu, Ruvain, and Ruvain, and only, it becomes Ruvain's moment, as if Ruvain had been there. This woman is different. This was a machne fight. Now, and the machne also to that effect. Anyway, so the machne fight establishes that principle that even the Rishayim who hold that Amirotei Lizdoko is not Kitzirotei Lehevye, that's only by Dokistam. But if he gives it, if he says, Selazu, we only play it, so then it becomes the moment of Zetot. Now we have to understand it. But the Pshat money. If there is a lot of the Pichot in Zoket, that it becomes moment Anim, so by Selazu, but it's time to become Anim. If there is no Zetot, so even by a specific one, it should not become moment Anim. So the Pshat in the Machlas Rai is very simple. That since there is a halacha of Amirotei Lugavei HaKitzirotei Lehevye, everybody agrees that it becomes Momen HaNishiyon. And the reason is that HaKotel Lepichot is Zokeh, so that means the same halacha that applies to Hekesh applies to Ani, to Zokeh. So why should anyone say that by Zokeh does not become Momen Ani? So it's not that there is a distinction in the Harizu of Hekdesh and the Harizu of Zohar. It's the same halacha as the Pichot of Zohar. But suppose we say that it's Kitzirot of Hekdesh. So which moment was this? Would that there are thousands of Arim in the world? Whose moment was this? So it will be not a moment potter. There won't be any key in potter. There will be a key in glory. So it will be like Momen HaShevet. But Trumo, my Seir, is Momen HaShevet. So until it comes to the hands of a specific Seir, of a specific lady, there is just the key and glory of the Shevet. Of the Shevet. No key and glory. So the Machne Chaim holds that the point of some of the Shevet. So Momen HaShevet, so there it becomes Momen HaShevet. By being Keri Hashem, he doesn't have to give it to the Shevet. Just by being Keri Hashem, so the middle is the Aloha, the Truman is Momen HaShevet. But by Zoke, so it cannot become, he cannot transfer it to Amin Bechlau. So it's not that the Bechlau Zoke implies just the deed of Medea, that it's not a Kinyan. The Sikhot is Zokei is the equivalent of a Kinyan. But, Kinyan by whom? Who made the Kinyan? Who made the Kinyan? He didn't say to anyone. So Mimele, it doesn't become Momen Amin, because he cannot make it Momen Akhlaal. The Torah can make it Momen Akhlaal. So that's the halacha, that Trumo is Momen HaShevet, so the Torah makes that. But the person himself should make it, should design the cloud, the collective, with a certain kinyan, the person himself, that cannot be. Unless there is divided kinyan by the cloud, by the collective. So when the Rishonim touched the Gabi Tzokeh, when it came to the hands of the Gabi Tzokeh, so that means there is a mighty kinyan by the cloud, by the Amin collectively. But if the book does know mighty kinyan, so then it cannot become this Momen Amin of the cloud. But it's not that the Zichot Zitzokeh is not the same aloche as Amirot in Gabriel at the Tzot Rebidon. By Hegdesh is Atzaya, because Hegdesh is not the Momen Shevet Hegdesh, Hegdesh is the Momen Shevet Hegdesh. But anything by Amin, if it would become Momen Amin, so then it has to become Momen Shevet Hegdesh. So a person cannot transfer it to a volume of Momen Shevet Hegdesh. Technically, the mummish here is pertaining. But, I mean, so it means which one, this one, that one. I mean, it's not going to be divided equally among the thousands of Amin in the world. So ultimately, one Amin will get it. One of the two Amin will get it. So, anyway, that's the reason it's why it doesn't come on an Amin. Because he cannot make it into a key and glory of Amin. But the thing when he says, tell us who is really on it, then it becomes on Amin. So, the melee, it can be. We can say that the Pshat in the Amin, as I said last time, I mean the gross Pshat in the Ram, that and what is the Raya of the gross? May I say to you, say it? Because otherwise, why should the Ram mention Raya from the Moriful? The Moriful is the Ram Chitin, that is the Hotel, the Stock of the Ham, Momin Amin, Mamin. So it's great application of the general principle of Sophism of the Horse. So the poor assumes that according to the Ram, he doesn't become Momin Amin Mamin. But it requires the same stuff. So we may lay, anyone can read it. Because it requires the same stuff, so anyone can read it. And the reason is why he doesn't become Momin Amin Mamin is not that there is anything in Yushi. In the halacha of Adorotim, we talk he's a heavenly musician. So then, if by only party, it wouldn't become the moment of death on his party. So, why does it become the moment of the only party? The Master Khan says, according to the Holy Shaykh, because of this, because it's not it. So it's the equivalent of Adorotim, the Omega Khan, the but, if there is no one is party, so then it cannot become one Shaykh. Just because he's machnet, because he says that. So the melee is only acquired the shemis, okay? And then any individual has this cool to grab. But as far as the Amir is concerned, so he's still a dual headed, but the reason is why he doesn't become a woman Amir. Chloe is because there was no material to anyone. So that's why it cannot become a woman and a man. Now, the Ram here discusses the thing where someone says, now, let's say that the chite of the Ram is that it becomes Momin Amin Mamin. But one thing is clear, that's only if he says, Tell us who is talking after. But if someone will say, Tell us who is talking here, who is talking like one again, until I'm again, it certainly will not become Momin Amin. Now suppose a non. Someone will say, tell us who is Dr. Lakalamadu. Then an individual only will come and he will dress. And then, after he dresses, before the Lynching game are over, he'll be Tadisha Micho, that fella. Would Micho be Tadisha? Definitely not. Because he says, tell us who is Dr. Lakalamadu. How can it be Momin Amin before Amadu? When it's contrary to his explicit statement, to his message. So, anyone can grab it now and keep it until Eshalam again, but it will not be used for much. He will not get titles until the Lamb is expired. Because he said, tell us who is Dr. Eshalam again. As a matter of fact, the Gemara here says,